This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
I just want to get your answer on one thing in terms of whether or not you're flexible about changing this bill on the House side, because Senator McConnell said today he's open to amendments on the Senate side. Now, when I listen to Jim Jordan, it makes you wonder if you're going to get, you can only lose 22 votes in the House. He's got 40 members in his Freedom Caucus. You may not get enough to pass this. Are you willing to make changes? Can you signal whether or not you're open to that today?
Oh, yeah, no. Just so you know, Martha, that's what we've been doing all week long. That's what we've been doing this entire process. Okay. So, of course, the Budget Committee takes this up on Thursday. So those discussions about what kind of modifications, those are ongoing discussions.
So you are open to
of course we are. But more importantly, let me just get you there. So, yes, we are, but we got to make sure we hit the sweet spot so we keep consensus and we got to get it done. We don't want to have some endless dragged out thing where we never get this done. It's been 7 years long. We got to make good on our promises. We got to make sure that we keep consensus so we actually pass this bill. Look, the Freedom Caucus members who already voted for this in the committees already voted for this in the committees. This bill is modeled after Tom Price's bill that he had introduced as recently as December, which had like a dozen Freedom Caucus members as a co-sponsor. So I feel like we're in a good place, but of course we want to listen to our members and make improvements to the bill so long as those improvements don't make the bill harder to pass.
Process. It's the sausage-making process. You know, all the senators and Republicans and all the king's horses and king's men want to be involved here and make sure they're represented in this whole deal. And, you know, clearly that's been part of the challenge within the Republican Party, as we discussed before, is to get consensus. I feel like Ryan is more than confident. He feels with his leadership and the way they're working this out, I mean, quite a bit different, if you remember, than with the Democrats. Because, and maybe we're just not there yet, and maybe it'll be the same thing where there's, you know, a lot of horse trading going on here before we get down to it. But, you know, the big, I guess the big challenge that I have in hearing all this stuff is that the Republicans cannot seem, you know, at least say something positive. You know, it's kind of like what my dad used to tell us. Look, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything. So find something good about this to say, and let it be put out there so that it gives encouragement to we the people. But all this, second guessing kind of stuff that you hear, it's a bit disconcerting because you go, okay, well, you know, is Paul Ryan, does he really know what he's talking about? Can he really bring, you know, the Freedom Caucus and these other particular interest groups within, you know, Congress? Can he bring them on board? Because, you know, people are rather squeamish. I mean, we're talking about health care. We're talking about something Democrats have already set up. I mean, you can consider all the potential landmines that Barack Obama, President Obama, had set into motion in his closing days in office. But I mean, lest you forget, I mean, you talk about a landmine. This was one humongous landmine that they had already had and we'd been living with for 7 years. It was a matter of time before this thing exploded. And so, you know, one of the considerations, as we've discussed before, is that you just wait. You know, let it implode on itself until everybody yells mercy and says, get us out of this deal. This thing's not working. Well, of course, a lot of people are already saying that. But you're not hearing that from the media. You know, they're not, you talk about people not being represented. Those people are not being represented. People who have these just incredible, you know, premiums or no premiums or exchanges now being lost. It is just a mess. But unless you're having to deal with the effects of Obamacare, you know, the negative part, you think you're okay. I mean, it's like the one lady who pays a buck a month. I mean, she's paying a dollar a month for her health care. I mean, come on. You know, that's not even reasonable. I mean, that's maybe what you're paying, but what is everybody else paying for you to get your dollar a month? Now, that's not fair. It's not just. And the last time I checked, it's really not the American way of life. But this is the problem when you build in entitlements. Yeah, you got to pay for it somewhere, and somebody's got to pay for it, and it's been our Treasury and we the people so far. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more. Stay with us. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You imagine if we get back on track, what this country is going to be like. I mean, all the economic forecasters, you know, even our allies, even those that are against us, are going, the sleeping giant is waking up, and look what is going on here. And I would say for every American, the opportunity and potential is very ripe and rich, ladies and gentlemen, regardless of what the Rachel Maddow and those on the left would want us to believe. I mean, this is our government. I mean, this is, you know, an opportunity to realize some dreams and aspirations to really get this country back on track and what that means. And you got all these people that just go, okay, what are you just so upset with Donald Trump that you can't even reason? I don't know. I got to bring Jennifer Breeden on because I need somebody with some reason here. Jennifer Breeden right now on Bill Martinez Live. Jennifer, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on. It's good to be here.
Jennifer's legal analyst and human rights attorney concentrating on religious extremist ideology, domestic and international law with the Clarion Project. Jennifer, let me ask you right off the bat here. The thing I keep scratching my head over is all these leaks that are happening in our government. People are, you know, just funneling the stuff. And then the media is, you know, passing it on like it's gospel. You know, a lot of anonymous stuff. I mean, you know, we can talk endlessly about journalism and, you know, the things that most journalists have been raised and trained on. I mean, there's just such violation of it all in the name of freedom of the press. But to me, it's like if you have property that's been stolen and you're caught with a property, I mean, that's still a crime, right?
It is. And, you know, it's more than the theft of property, too. I mean, under IRS tax laws, you can't publicly disclose the taxpayers' tax returns without their consent. You know, that's always been illegal. And so, you know, what Ms. Maddow is saying is that what she did is under the, you know, under a small exception that it's in the public interest because he's a public figure, it's public interest. You know, we'll see if the Justice Department agrees with that. Mm-hmm. But public interest has been a small exception. But I mean, no, you can't do that. And you're right. The freedom of the press is very, very important. I think, though, that there is such a strong bias in favor of one thing, that it's our freedom of the press, quote unquote, is now omitting positive stories, very, very positive stories, not just in America, but around the world, in favor of that bias. And that's something that we need to be careful about in this country because, you know, I spent a lot of time traveling in the Middle East, and believe me, the vehement news that we see here in America is not happening over there. And, you know, so it is important that we get some of these stories out.
Well, exactly. And I just want to hold on this thing with Rachel Maddow and others that are, you know, in a sense, they're kind of they say, well, I don't really have possession of it. But you do for the moment, and then you make it worse by going and reporting on something that you didn't have a right to have to begin with. And I think what this may do, Jennifer, is it may call the question on journalists and on the media, all in the interest of a free and open press. But there's, like anything, nothing is absolutely free. I mean, there's responsibilities. There's, you know, some reasonable judgment. So you don't bring that into question. You know, it doesn't just give you a blanket license to do what the media is doing right now. I mean, this is one thing that Donald Trump is exposing big time about, about the media and those that influence our worldview.
Exactly. And, you know, honestly, you mentioned the leaks. It's not just the media. I think one of the bigger problems, too, is quote-unquote leaks, as we're calling them. But really what these are government officials who have not, they don't have a duty to the Democratic Party. They don't have a duty to the anti-Trump movement. They have a duty to the American people, because whoever had access to Trump's tax returns that Maddow got, that she was sent anonymously, that MSNBC was sent anonymously, you know, whoever had access has a high position in government, in a government office, and lots of these people do have pretty high positions. And, you know, that's a bigger issue in the fact that these people are more concerned about going against the elected representative of the United States than they are against protecting American interests. And so we have to really look closely and be vetting and really scrutinizing these government officials, because you have absolutely no right to leak information all in the interest of wanting your own political party to be in power there. That's not good, you know, and that's supposed to be a nonpartisan issue. When you're in government, when you're in a government office, you're not in the changing party. If you're not working specifically for a political party, you have to work for the interests of the American people, no matter which party is in charge.
Exactly. And Jennifer, here it is. There's been enough drag on the economy and everything else about our government because of failed policies one after another, and you can, you know, argue and debate all that you want, but what is, and that is that we've gone through a horrendous decade right now, and we have a chance to get out of this, you know, in the interest of the American people on all levels. I mean, when you think of, you know, here people that are on food stamps, poverty level, home ownership, at every turn economically, we're an absolute disaster, and we're trying to dig ourselves out of a hole. And we've got people who are, you know, working their tails off to that end, and then just the opposite. And it's all, and somehow it's all okay that you've got media types like Matt Owen and others that are taking what's being dug out and they're pouring it back in. You know, you go, wait a minute, can we help out here?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And what I want to see is more truth coming out, more truth stories. You know, it's one thing to have dissenting opinions and dissenting media stories, but I want to see truth stories coming out, too. We're getting only one side of the pot. You know, I want to hear the stories about the African-American Uber driver I had in downtown Chicago who spent our entire 30-minute Uber ride telling me, what did Obama even do for his own city? I'm starting to realize after the last 10 years that maybe Democrats don't have the interests of my people and my towns and my areas in mind, because we need to start making our people work, and we need to protect, you know, our areas, and the Democrats just aren't doing that. I want those stories coming out, and we're just not hearing those.
Well, they are at the ground level. You're exactly right, and there's lots of other stories like that around this country of ours, and this is what's driving the media nuts, because they keep, you know, pouring out their narrative, and it doesn't pass the so what test. I mean, they're losing audience, they're losing followers, subscribers, and that, because they're going, wait a minute, I mean, look what happened. You know, you have a purpose within a culture to serve, and if you violate that purpose, then you start putting your brand, you put your whole existence into question here. And if you think not, then look at ESPN right now.
Absolutely, and the American people are not as dumb as you know they might think we are. You know, we're starting to see that. We're hearing these stories, just like my own Uber driver. We're hearing these stories, and we're seeing, okay, media, we get it. We get, you know, what your opinion is on President Trump, but can we just talk about other things? Can we talk about positive things? And when there are a lot of positive things going and certain media outlets are only wanting to do one thing, and that is demonize Trump, it becomes very obvious that you're trying to find these narrow, tiny little paths where you can do that and not reporting on anything else. We're getting tired of that.
Exactly. And the people are voting. They're voting with their pocketbooks. They're voting in other ways. I mean, look at all these other people that the never Trumpers are still shocked and trying to reconcile that the man got elected and he's the president of the United States. Get over it. He is the president of the United States. And let me tell you, if he gets this repeal and replace thing squared away, the Republicans do, get ready. He's got another term. And Michael Pence right after that. Jennifer Breeden is with us. We've got more from Jennifer right after this.
Sometimes it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
And that spirit is not necessarily an arrogant spirit as much as it is that we are defenders of the truth. Because the truth is that important. I mean, forget about what some people would want to, you know, suggest. I mean, we've kind of gone down that road of saying that it's relative. And relative truth gets you relative results. which is far from the truth, if you're tracking with me, okay? So this is our commitment to you, that we will pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with Jennifer Breeden. Jennifer, you do a lot of traveling. I know you and Ryan Morrow just got back from the Middle East not too long ago. And I did want to, you know, have a pause for just a moment, because when you were at the ground level in the areas that you're traveling with, I mean, much like the Uber driver, you're getting some very powerful anecdotal information. It's not anything that you're necessarily seeing, you know, reported on the TV on a nightly basis, but it's bringing some perspective and some balance to the worldview and an understanding of what is going on in these countries.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I've traveled all my life. I was glad to be able to bring, you know, Ryan with me to show him, you know, to show him a little bit more than what we can sometimes read in research and things like that. And just to be on the ground level. And, you know, one of the things I found that I was telling you earlier is that I was more free to talk about, you know, radical Islamic terrorism, extremism, by radical Islamists with Muslims in the Middle East than I feel in the United States of America. I was more free to talk about that, to have honest conversations. I mean, they've been having to fight this battle for many years. They have no problem calling it what it is and right. talking about the need to reform it.
Well, is it because of groups like CARE and other groups like that that are influencing the dialogue because they have this self-preservation interest?
Absolutely. It's specifically, and these are, you know, we know that CARE is tied to the Muslim Brotherhood intimately. This is a Muslim Brotherhood intent. We know that from documents that the Department of Justice has found, that they want to sabotage and undermine our democratic values. That's our freedom of speech, you know. I mean, there's another saying in Middle Eastern countries for trying to silence your speech if it is felt subjectively to insult Islam, and that's blasphemy laws, and a lot of Muslims don't like that. You know, we were around the Kurdish people in northern Iraq, and when I met with the Kurds, I mean, my goodness, they love America so much. In fact, I heard from several different Kurds that they were up watching our president election until past 6 a.m., right. you know, praying for a Donald Trump victory. They had American flags. They were watching and wanting that so badly. They were so excited. And they didn't even know, you know, what my opinions might be. They just wanted us to know, we're so glad that you guys voted that way. We need somebody that speaks truth because we don't want to be the only ones fighting radical Islamic terrorism.
Well, you know, and this is the thing. Look what happened after President, you know, then at the time, President-elect Trump, he gets in how many phone calls he's taking from foreign leaders.
You know, in fact, we were in Egypt. You know, you mentioned the foreign leaders. We were in, when I was in Egypt, I spoke to one of my contacts there because we heard about President Sisi calling to congratulate Trump first. He actually called him before the election results had been announced. He was so excited. Because this is a guy who's felt completely thrown out in the dust by the Obama administration, who backed the Muslim Brotherhood when he's trying to fight them. Yeah. And so, you know, he was sitting by that phone waiting to call him as soon as humanly possible, and he did.
Well, Jennifer, I know that you understand this, but those of us in the West that have not been there, you know, we're trying, you know, to reconcile the perspective and what must be going on in the minds of Muslims who have had their fill with this terror and the hijacking of their religion by these radical groups, and for them to be to the point to where they're openly speaking against it, what people need to understand is they're putting their very lives at risk, aren't they, by speaking like that?
All the time they are, and they want to, and they don't care because they live in a place where their lives are always at risk. And one of the things that's most important to, you know, the Muslims that I've spoken with, especially, you know, Kurds, the majority of them are Muslim, but they have absolutely zero Islamist. They're very, very secular. They don't want any sort of religious laws in their government system. They respect all minorities. You know, they're fans of Israel, of the United States, and they believe that's how it should be. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we need to do for the moderate Muslims in every country I was in is to really be able to call it radical Islam, because they're trying to say they've hijacked aspects of our religion. And so if in America, while the CARES and the Southern Poverty Law Center, that they're saying you can't say anything about Islam, this doesn't have anything to do with religion, while the terrorists themselves are yelling Allahu Akbar and saying it's in the name of Islam, right. You know, we're not that dumb to say, okay, it's nothing to do with Islam.
It's workplace
so
violence or whatever.
Lump them all together.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
Yeah, we have to be able to, you know, call it for what it is, and I'm sure they are. They're relieved that the curtain of deception is being pulled back and exposed for what it is. And, you know, Donald Trump, you know, like it or not, he's revealing and exposing a lot, even within, you know, the underbelly of our own government, you know, the deep state, these unelected officials that are having too big of influence. But interestingly enough, whether it's Rachel Maddow or others, you know, some of this stuff, as you say, is getting tiresome. You know, the people have had over a decade of a rough period of time. I mean, when you have David Stockman, the architect of Reaganomics, tell me, as he did last year, he says, Bill, we haven't created one net breadwinning job since the year 2000. I mean, this comes from a guy who knows what he's talking about here. And if that doesn't tell you there's been a lot of pain here in River City, I don't know what else you need to deal with, because anecdotally, at the ground level, whether it's your Uber driver or other people that you may have a cup of coffee with down the street or in a neighborhood coffee shop, there is a lot of pain here. And people, they could care less if it's Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama gets reelected again, or whatever happens. Just if you've got some solutions and you're offering something of benefit for them and their families. And right now, the trajectory that we consider here with the Donald Trump presidency is pretty encouraging.
It really is. And it's encouraging for a lot of people. You know, we've talked a lot about immigration and the refugee issue and things like that. You know, I'm an attorney. I've worked with a lot of people who've immigrated here either for asylum or refugee issues. They're desperate for us to go back to becoming a nation of law. And they've gone through the legal processes to come here. They want to see that. So do people in the Middle East, our allies over there. They need a strong America, because nobody wants to be a weaker power that stands up against the forces of radical Islamic terrorism and extremism like that. So they're glad to see that we know the truth and we're fighting it correctly and upholding our nation of laws.
Well, Jennifer, what people don't understand is these immigrants and refugees that come here, if they can't count on the law, and what happens here is you get kind of this, what do you want to call it? A deep state of their own, I guess. It is a local law of regulations that these immigrants and refugees, if they've been at UN camps, there's been people already vetting these people ahead of what the government does, and they're using them for their own purposes. And so they come into this country, even though we're a free country. They're confused. They don't understand all the laws. All they know is that there's a heavy-handed person that they kind of know, or a group that they know of, because that's been their background. And it may not be in the Middle East, but it's here in the United States. And these guys are large and in charge, and they are taking advantage of these immigrants and refugees. Of course, they're sitting there thinking, hey, I'm coming to the land of the free. And they're going, this isn't a whole lot different than what I had in the Middle East.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they're thinking. And they don't want that. You know, they don't want to come to that. They want to come to the United States that they've heard about and seen about. And another thing is that this temporary ban on the refugee program, it's not against the refugees in need of security in America. This is purely a criticism of the United Nations and the State Department. And it's a chance to temporarily look at what's happening, because, you know what, we don't get to select the refugees. Yes, we go through the vetting, but the UN selects them. The UN camps, in fact, when I was in northern Iraq, you know, I went to some of these camps. I spoke with officials there. All of the camps are safely located in the Kurdish region. The Kurds are our allies, but because they're not a recognized state, the United Nations is the only one that runs these camps and runs who's allowed in or who's kicked out. And so this is a criticism of that.
Well, the other thing, too, when you hear about all the persecution, I hear more about Christians getting decimated. And how many Christians were in the last group of refugees that came in? Less than 2%?
The UN picks the refugees that we get to choose from. And so if they don't choose Christians, that's on the UN. So this is a chance to look at that and see what we can do that's better.
Well, Jennifer Breeden, again, thank you so much for your insight, for your commitment to truth, and to, come on the show and give us an update. It's always great hearing from you, okay?
Great having that one.
Okay, look forward to having you back on again. Be safe out there, and safe travels. Jennifer Breeden, legal analyst from the Clarion Project. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. Did you know that the Amazon region produces 20% of the world's breathable oxygen? The Amazon rainforest is one of the world's most vital life support systems. From its role as the world's largest watershed to the fact that its trees act as the lungs of the earth, people need Amazonia to thrive. Every year, an estimated 3.7 million acres of the Amazon disappear due to deforestation. But there is something you can do to help. SC Johnson is joining forces with Conservation International to stop this trend 1 acre at a time. Protecting an acre of tropical forest costs just $25. And for every acre saved by you, SC Johnson will double donations to save a total of 10,000 acres. Join us by protecting 1 acre of land for $25. And together, we can help make a positive impact for future generations. For more information about the Acre for Acre Match and to view the new Conservation International VR film Under the Canopy, visit conservation.org/canopy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in conversation, okay? Your voice is welcomed here. It's not going to be invalidated. It's needed. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Nick Pitts is with us right now, Director of Cultural Engagement at the Denison Forum on Truth and Culture. Nick, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Doing very well.
Good well, thank you so much for being available here so that we can talk about the Denison Forum. Tell everybody what it's all about.
Yeah, so the Denison Forum is just a think tank organization out of Dallas, and so what we try to do is engage cultural issues with biblical truth. And
great.
So we're not necessarily trying to raise questions as much as answer the questions that you're thinking right now relative to the culture.
Well, and there's lots of questions right now, Nick, as you know.
There's so many questions going on.
I mean, it's in some estimates, it's quite chaotic, and I say at the source of that is because we wanted to unhinge ourselves from some definitive moral principles. You know, the Bible says that people without vision will perish or cast off restraint, and that casting off restraint is a result of disanchoring from solid principles, is it not?
You know, it's been very interesting to see the particular point that we are in the American experiment right now. Pew Research has shown that there is 25% of Americans that if something significant were to happen, have no one that they can turn to be able to entrust. That 51% of Americans don't even know one of their neighbors' names. That of millennials specifically, 19% of them do not, only 19% rather, trust their friends. And so there's just this increasing distrust of America, one, in our isolated spheres that we're kind of moving in.
Yeah.
And so we want to be a trusted resource to help individuals better understand some of the things that are happening in the world today.
Well, Nick, you and I are going to stay in touch, okay, because I need your help, because there's lots of questions, as you can imagine, that come out in this show and in my travels. And, of course, you're touching on some very foundational
foundational issues. If you don't have the foundation of people you can count on or go to, what do you do? What do you rely on?
Yeah, and so I think, Bill, that's the space that we really want to be in. What we want to do is we want to have both our feet planted in particular different worlds. And so we have our foot planted in the world to better understand what are those things people are talking about, everything from the transgender directives that are coming out to kind of recent research that shows these new dating trends that are happening in the world today. And then how are we to think about this from a biblical perspective?
Yeah, what's happening? I mean, look what happened in the last administration. Marriage got redefined. Bathrooms became a problem. The whole LGBTQ agenda that's going out there. How do you reconcile that when you are supposed to be a religion, a faith of love, and follow God's example, but you have these things that also, you know, the Bible's clear about?
Yeah. So it's very interesting. I mean, I think the most current manifestation of some of this would be so out of Texas, where we're from, there was the individual that's transitioning to be a girl that won the state championship in wrestling.
Right.
And so what are we to think about that biblically when we consider Matthew 19:4, that God made them male and female? Is this fair? It doesn't seem to be fair. And so how are we to respond to that if we're to be known by our love? What does that look like?
And if we're to be known by our love, but yet we don't understand and we're still processing it, why are we being judged? Because we're not where you are.
Yeah, so
is that fair?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I think there's just been this mentality that's kind of shaped our culture whereby love is something that's always just tolerable and it's always nice. Because, you know, growing up, I was a precocious little kid, and so I would always test my parents' patience, and I would go play into the street. And because I would play in the street sometimes or play where I wasn't supposed to, my parents would yell at me to come back. And that was probably the most loving response that they could give me in that moment, that even though it wasn't emotionally appealing, it was out of love, because they knew that what I was doing in that particular moment was dangerous.
You're putting yourself in danger. Exactly. You're running the edge of the boundaries here, and certainly our culture is doing that, and we need to understand God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? Is he going to expand his boundaries now to accommodate this culture?
You know, we worship a God, like you said, that is unchanging. And I think what Martin Luther King said it best, the church functions best when it's a conscience to the state instead of a servant to the state. And so I think it just requires the church to double down and to be that conscience, just to let our yes be a yes and our no be a no, but to be able to acknowledge what's a good thing that's inevitably for the prosperity of all people and the common good of this world, and what's a bad thing that ultimately leads to detriment and to the loss of joy, and then inevitably it's just unfair.
What would you say, Nick, to those churches, senior pastors, members of churches, God-fearing people who say they love Jesus, that are having a hard time with this situation, and when I say situation, all these different issues that we're dealing with in the culture, and maybe they want to hold back and shrink away as opposed to knowing that they know that they know?
Yeah, and so Bill, I'm a millennial, so I'm a selfie taking, Uber riding, student debt accumulating individual. So I very much
that could be a country song, I think.
You know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. You know, I don't want to brag, Bill, but I was born in the same hospital as Kenny Chesney.
All right, here we go.
But nevertheless, but as millennials, though, we place a high premium on relationships. Yeah. We grew up in a world in which divorce was pervasive. The world was on fire. All we've ever known is wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I think what millennials specifically can teach a larger culture, especially for pastors, is that relationships are still key. And part contingent upon relationships is love. That will be known by our love, one. And two, love is always looking for the best and seeking to redeem the worst.
Exactly.
Trying to understand where are the commonalities that we share, but then to lovingly speak out on the differences so that we might disagree with one another, but hopefully our disagreements don't hinder us from having relationships.
Exactly. How can we disagree constructively is what you're saying.
And I think that requires us to put the first step of finding agreement. One, I think this is as old as Paschal from Greek time to today. What we want to do is we want to acknowledge the intention might be good. We want to acknowledge the good in the argument, but then to move forward and from that foundation of saying this is good, this is right, this is where I believe that we're both trying to move towards a prosperous end, then to be able to differentiate and say this is where I disagree with you in this particular moment.
And especially especially when you get in the area of opinion. I often say that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we can, you know, be in a bucket of gum together for a long time there. But this is what with what you're doing at the Denison Forum on Truth and Culture is you're bringing facts to bear on these issues.
And I think what Flannery O'Connor said it best: truth doesn't change according to our ability to stomach it. And so what we want to do is we just want to present the facts, present them in such a way that's appealing and winsome in nature, and just let the facts speak for themselves. So kind of similar to what John Milton said. So John Milton said, "Let her and falsehood grapple in a field, for I've never known truth to be put asunder."
Exactly.
Let's let the truth be what it is, and then let the truth win out.
And with that, with the truth, and if it's the facts, it's not like you use it as a sword to beat somebody. And I've often said you're not going to compel or argue somebody into heaven, are you?
Mm-mm. No. So we let the hound of heaven loose, right? And so what we want to do is we want to present the facts and do so in a logical manner, but recognize that we're not just living in a logical world anymore. I guess absolute truth would be kind of the epitome of this, right? So there's no such thing as absolute truth, and we're absolutely sure of it. And so presenting our arguments in such a way that are not just logical, but also emotional as well.
Exactly.
Allowing the Spirit of God to work through these emotions to be able to create emotionally appealing arguments that hopefully will help individuals better understand that the truth claims of Christ inevitably lead to the fullness of life and the completion of joy.
Well, that's our humanity, is that you have that emotional dynamic as well as those that, you know, just give me the facts, Jack.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think I love what Augustine said. Augustine said that the mind was particularly pleased when truth was presented in an indirect fashion, i.e. through beauty, through some of these emotional appeals. That we're just living in a world that's placing an emphasis upon emotion, and emotion's not bad. The intuition is the thing that guided Paul on his second and third missionary journey. So we don't want to shy away from emotions and intuition, but we just want to work them in such a way that allows the logic and emotion to be paired together to move us towards an end.
And Nick, this might take a little bit of work too, because we've been, because of political correctness and one deal or another, it's going to take some art form.
You know, we were in a generation, the previous generation was very much logical in manner. That's what gave us the Roman road. That's what gave us this this rise in apologetics. But now we're in a world where apologetics, giving a defense, isn't necessarily what it needs to do as much as it is just raising questions to show a need.
Well, Nick Pitts, I'm glad we got together. I'm glad I get to know you. I'm looking forward to staying in touch. Nick Pitts has been our guest, Director of Cultural Engagement at the Denison Forum on Truth and Culture. Nick, thank you so much.
It's so great.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. James Herson time. Yes, you know what that means. Yes, James Herson, the one and only New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. I think Donald Trump is kind of figuring out that, you know, it's one thing in the private sector when you have a team, you know, when you take over a company, you want to, you know, give everybody the benefit of the doubt. But in politics, you know, if their name is preceded by the wrong party, you probably just need to set that aside and get moving on to move on.
Well, that's right. And especially in the light of the reports that would indicate the terrible politicization of the Justice Department.
Exactly.
The fact that Justice Department has engaged in the investigation and surveillance of the Trump campaign and of the Trump presidency, in the sense that people who are inside the Justice Department, the intelligence community, leaked classified material to the press. That makes it more imperative than ever. But, you know, and what you're talking about is the story. This happened right before the weekend. Kind of like it was late on Friday, so the media was caught off guard, and a lot of the U.S. attorneys. There were 46 U.S. attorneys who had remained, meaning that roughly a similar amount in the 40s resigned because they knew their time was up after the election.
Right.
These 46 prosecutors remained, and they were, in essence, asked to resign, a polite way of saying they were terminated. But the interesting thing was the media and the Democrat politicians. The media went hysterical. The New York Times had a headline, Trump abruptly orders 46 Obama-era prosecutors to resign, which, interestingly enough, it wasn't Trump personally, kind of like, did Obama wiretap, you know? So it was Jeff Sessions, a letter from Jeff Sessions. Of course, Trump is part of this. Then CNN says anger mounts over handling of U.S. attorney firings. BuzzFeed says
Yeah, like that's, this didn't happen with the Obama administration, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is all typical. You clear the decks, get your own people in there, and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. In other words, the president can hire and fire U.S. attorneys at the president's discretion, and in fact, it's a routine matter. Ronald Reagan did it. Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton did it. George Bush Sr. did it. George W. Bush did it. And yet, Elijah Cummings, the Maryland congressman and Black Caucus leader, comes out and says it's a cover-up.
Oh, of course.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, grandstanding, trying to run for president in 2020, tweets that the president cannot fire, the rule of law. Schumer says he's concerned and he's troubled. Dianne Feinstein says she's surprised. Well, she's surprised at everything. She's 85 years old.
So yeah, everything's, I think waking up in the morning's a surprise, right?
Yeah.
Just saying.
But, you know, it's just, but as you point out, it's routine. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it was urgent. It was urgent. By the way, some of the people in the press claim that Sean Hannity, because
he
was urging Trump to clean house and get rid of the Obama holdovers based on these reports.
Well, Sean Hannity, along with every other talk show host with any kind of monicum of understanding and running a business, said the same thing. So it's like
they tried to imply, the New York Times in particular tried to imply that they said Sean Hannity, who talks to the president often, so it was like it's Hannity's idea. Yeah. Which means, it must be a bad idea.
Like Donald Trump needs Sean Hannity for his ideas?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah,
no.
Right.
No. And, as we said, it's conventional, but the thing that makes it urgent are these report after report after report now, and people coming out and talking about both the surveillance and the leaks.
Mm-hmm.
And that it is Obama holdovers. And then we also know that Obama has set up this compound in Washington where he and Michelle are living with his concierge there.
Right, yeah.
Consigliere.
Yes.
And it's amazing to me. I mean, and basically that there's been a concerted effort to place obstacles in front of the Trump administration to the detriment of the American people.
That's exactly. He doesn't even have the full complement of his cabinet yet, James. Are you kidding me? The other day they were talking about four empty chairs at the cabinet meeting, his first cabinet meeting, and there's four empty chairs. But I was saying to another guest, that's not four empty chairs. That represents thousands of support people behind those empty chairs. You can't think of just four empty chairs.
That's exactly right. And there are hundreds and hundreds of cabinet members, deputy cabinet, vice cabinet positions that the Democrats are dragging their feet on. They're going to drag their feet on every single U.S. attorney.
Mm-hmm.
It's because...
Wait a minute. Dianne Feinstein is surprised once again.
Yes, she is.
We just got a memo. I just got an email. She's surprised again. Okay. Yeah, surprised. Okay.
Yeah, and when I said is Obama's consigliere, we're talking about Valerie Jarrett.
Yes, exactly.
She's living with them.
Well, that's because Michelle doesn't know how to make pancakes. That's why.
It could be. Or she makes them just with that, you know, raw stuff that tastes like cardboard that she grows in the garden.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Like Sean Spicer said in his recent press conference, you know, describing this. By the way, the New York Times says there's no such thing as a deep state. Really?
Oh, yeah.
So I just wonder who.
Oh, now I can go to sleep at night. Yeah, I can go to sleep now.
Yeah.
The New York Times said it. That's true. So it's done. Why are we even talking about it?
No,
right?
That's true. And Sean Spicer, in a statement, said, and this is a great way to phrase it. He says, you have 8 years of one party in office. There are people who will stay in government, who will continue to espouse the agenda of the previous administration. They burrow into the government during 8 years and may have believed in that agenda and may continue to seek it.
Exactly.
That's what they're saying. So that's the deep state that we're talking about. It just happens to be located in places like the NSA, CIA, and the Justice Department, which are very powerful parts of the executive branch. There's a U.S. intelligence officer you never see, except maybe on a Fox program, named Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got friends in the NSA. He says that his sources told him that there were people in the NSA who were fed up with the Clinton Foundation, fed up with Hillary Clinton, that went in and infiltrated that DNC server that had John Podesta's, got John Podesta's emails,
right,
and gave them to WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
He's ignored by the press.
Right.
You know, when people come out, James Clapper said, there's absolutely no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
This has been going on for 8 months, James.
I know.
8 months.
Yeah.
Look, and you talk about Watergate and other things. Within 8 months, people were already indicted. They were on their way. They lost their jobs. Things were already happening. Nothing's happened here.
Right. So CNN says, makes a documentary called The Most Powerful Man in the World, which is about Vladimir Putin, which is so over the top that the Kremlin feels like they have to comment on it. And it's these resources that the press are giving to this, and the fact that Obama, you know, threw out the diplomats, closed Russian buildings, and all of these diatribes against the second most powerful nuclear power in the world, this is reckless.
Oh, absolutely.
This is warlike stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's so ironic that the Democrat Party, the greatest apologists for the Soviet Union when they were communists,
mm-hmm,
now attacks the Russians when they're not communists.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question Putin is unlovely. He's a dictator.
Yeah.
He's not somebody that shares all of our values.
Yeah.
But the left hates him right now with a very irrational hatred,
right,
that is, again, is not in the best interest of the American people, because the Russians are natural allies of the United States in certain areas, such as fighting ISIS, which Trump and many, many military generals have said.
Yeah, exactly.
But now they're trying to undermine that.
Well, James, it's not ironic. It's moronic. You know, I think you had the onic part right, but I think moronic what they're doing, because what are they stirring up? I mean, they're just like, you know, they're meddling. This amounts to meddling is what this amounts to, doesn't it?
Well, you know, a lot of generals have said that the thing that stopped us from beating ISIS was the Obama administration.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, what we see on the left today is a total disregard for the welfare of America.
Mm-hmm.
They are willing to destroy our sovereignty. They're willing to destroy our economic health by pushing unsustainable programs like Obamacare. They're willing to basically gut our military, and they're willing to prop up dangerous dictatorships around the world, such as the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt.
Exactly.
So it's a reckless disregard for the welfare of America's future on the Democrat and left-wing side that is not lost to many Americans. They're catching on to it.
Exactly.
And
well, we're really counting on our leaders to have some courage here, courage that is outside of the traditional beltway paradigm. That's what's needed, James, you know, now more than ever. The people stepped up in November. Now it's up to the leaders to step up and demonstrate some backbone here. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Always great to have you with us, James. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products of Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.